What a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Thankful I'm saved. Headed home. Brother Danny, it's not going to be long. It's so good to see everybody here. Good to see the folks from Moulton with us, Moulton Corinth Baptist Church. Lord honored us to pastor there for a few years. What a blessing it was. How God blessed us there. I thank the Lord for it. Appreciate Brother Keith. I love him. His mama, she's a blessing. Amen. She and I used to drive a school bus together. Amen. And for some reason, she thought she needed to retire and quit. Amen. She needs to still be over there driving school bus. Amen. But I tell you, I love the Lord. The message tonight is a different. Normally, what I do when I start off in revival meeting, and I don't know why. Well, I do know why, because it's for somebody that's here tonight. I've been pastoring for 37 years. 37 years. I'm 56 years old. It's harder now than it's ever been. The church is under attack. People in the church don't want to live right. They don't want to live according to what the Word of God says. And by folks being that way, the church is under attack. And it being under attack, Satan is doing everything that he can to wreak havoc in the church. And I've had situation after situation the past 3 months of the church where I pastor at. And I've been to a place where I thought I'll just quit and go home. Thought I'll just take a sabbatical and I'll go to the house. And I'll go and I'll get preached to. Yeah. You know, and it's good to get preached to. It is. And I thought, you know, that's what I'll do, and just wash my hands of it. I wonder if there's anybody else in here that's been like that in your walk with God. And I've sought the face of God. One thing that's happened, I've sought counsel of God in this. And Brother Danny, I've probably done more praying the last month than I've done in my entire life. I mean, constantly just praying about something. Constantly putting it in the hands of God. And last week, I felt like I'd gone as far as I could go. And I was over on the back side of the pasture. And I've got 50 mama cows. And I was over there on the back side of the pasture at the back pond. And I got off the four-wheeler, and God said, "You need to talk to me." And I got off the four-wheeler, got down on my knees, Brother Keith, and got to praying, seeking the face of God. And you see, I was at a place of insecurity. I was at a place where I just didn't know what to do. And I get off there and I'm down on my knees and I'm praying and I'm seeking counsel of God and I start praying and all of a sudden I notice I'm getting louder praying. And you see, I'm on the back side of 150 acres and the cows is over there on the front side. Next to the road. And all of a sudden I start hearing those mama cows a-lowing. And boy, all of a sudden I noticed every one of them was gathered around me. And all of a sudden, this is what I'm going to preach about tonight. God said, "March on, son, march on." So if God will help me tonight, I want to talk to you just a little bit about march on. March on. Doesn't make any difference what you're going through. Just march on. Amen. I'm talking about march on. Amen. March on. Amen.
He said, lo, I am with you all the way. Hallelujah. Just march on, amen. You may be down and out, and you may, I feel like that you're just about ready to quit and give up. Just march on, amen. Just march on. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll go with you all the way to even the end of the world. Oh, will you just march on? Hallelujah. I mean, pick them up, amen. March on, hallelujah. March on. Take your Bible, turn to the last chapter of the book of Matthew. Let me read that to you. Last chapter of the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you what, God's been good to me. God has been good to me. God has blessed me beyond measure. I tell you, if I got what I deserve, being hell, my neck broke tonight. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Notice, stand with us as we read the scripture. Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 16. The Bible said the 11 disciples went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Now, this is where we're at. This is where we're at in America. This is where we're at in the average church today. We're doubting. And you see, up to... I struck far with God the other day. I was doubting too. Amen. You see, preachers doubt. Amen. Yeah. Yes, sir. Now notice what it says. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things and whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Brother Kenneth, pray. Lead us in prayer. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight, for just a few minutes, I'm going to use four short points, and I want to preach to you on the thought, march on. March on. Sometimes Christian people, sometimes preachers get their perspectives out of order. Sometimes we get our things, our minds on other things. Sometimes we get to a place in our life where things are just as not as important to us as it used to be. You see, sometimes we get in a rut as a child of God. And that's why it's important that we study the Word of God. That's why it's important that we seek the Spirit of God in our hearts and in our lives. And there's something that the Lord has shown me through the things that I've went through these past few months, when the Lord said, you just need to march on. Amen. God said you need to reach lost people. Amen. That's the first point I want us to look at tonight in marching on. You and I, as we march on to Zion, you and I, as we march on to heaven's shore, our friends, we need to reach lost people for the glory of God. It doesn't make any difference if a person's rich or poor or educated or uneducated, black or white. Our friends, they have a soul and they need to be reached for the glory of God. Listen, my friend, if you haven't led somebody to the Lord, our friend, there's something wrong with you, and you need to stop and realize what's important. Somebody cared enough about you that they shared the gospel to you. Somebody loved you enough that they wanted you to know the Lord, Jesus Christ. And friends, it's important that you and I march on and share the gospel for the glory of God. It's important for each one of us to reach lost people for the glory of God. The community where I pastor at is a town of about 800 people. There are two churches in that town, and in my church we run about 150, and in the Church of Christ they run about 30. Listen, my friend, there are more people that stay at home than that goes to the house of God, and it's my job to march on and reach the lost at any cost. Reaching lost people. Listen, that's our job. Our job is to reach lost people. Oh, yes. When's the last time? Oh, I got a hold of my deacons yesterday morning at a deacon's meeting. I said, boys, did any of you lead anybody to the Lord last week? Every one of them looked at me and said, no, preacher, we didn't. I said, you need to think about what happened last week. Amen. I looked at them and said, boys, I want to tell you something. I got to talk to three people that didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Didn't lead a one of them to the Lord, but I planted a seed in their heart and their life. Our job is to reach lost people. Do anything that we can to get them into the kingdom of God. Reaching lost people. March on. Reach lost people. Reach them. Amen. Oh, listen. I may have told you about this last year. I had a little boy down in Wadawi, Alabama, that moved up in the school district where I live, and we're in the area where I drive a school bus. This little boy didn't know me. First day he gets on the school bus, he looks at a big old burly fellow with a pair of overalls on. Amen. And he gets on the bus. And as we start down that dirt road back to school, he steps up beside me, and I look at him and said, son, you can't be standing up on the bus. You got to sit down in your seat. He looked at me and said, Mr. Box, I just wanted to know if you know Jesus. Amen. Amen. Little old bitty boy looked at me and said, do you know Jesus? Amen. I thought that was worse, pulling the air brakes on the bus. Amen. And shutting her down right there. And I looked at him and said, son, I know him. Amen. I know him personally. I know him intimately. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my King. Hallelujah. Thank God I'm saved tonight. But that little old boy, he is concerned enough. He wouldn't know if I know Jesus. Amen. He's marching on. He's marching on. Amen. He's going to be in the second grade this next year. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Can't wait to pick him up in a few days. Amen. Yes, sir. March on. March on. God called me to reach the lost. To reach the lost. Secondly, he called me to revive the backslider. Amen. Church is filled with them. Amen. I got a membership of 500 on my Rolodex on my desk at church. God bless you. Amen. Yeah, I have. And ain't many of them in that Rolodex dead. Amen. They living around the community. Amen. Oh, yeah. Somebody said, preacher, you're being kind of tough. You're being kind of rough. No, I'm not. They don't come to church. They don't go anywhere. They stay at home. Went by and visited one of them the other day and looked at me and said, preacher, I just run out of peanut butter. He looked at me and said, that's about as good an excuse as I can give. Amen. Why I hadn't been at church. Amen. You see, it's our job to revive the backslider. Amen. Folks that's wayward. Folks that's out of God's will. They need to be loved. And they need to be reached out to and brought back into the house of God. And there are even people in the church that say, I don't want him back here. Have they done this or they done that? Listen, friend, if you focus on God and worship and praise and glorifying the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, some of this stuff will take care of itself. Oh, we need to march on. We need to march on. We need to march on. We need to reach those lost folks. Amen. We need to reach those backsliders. Yes, sir. We need to get them back in the family of God. And the third thing I want you to notice, the Lord spoke to my heart, and the Lord said you need to edify the saints. Amen. Need to lift them up. Amen. Need to lift them up. If any of you that teach a Sunday school class in this church, if any of you preach in this church, or you have a church, amen. Yes. Let me tell you what you need to do. Edify those saints. Yes. Preach the word of God to them. Amen. I'm talking about preaching where the pavement meets the road. Amen. Yes, sir. Get out there and dig in that book and search those jewels and search those rubies out of that book and share it with God's people. It'll edify them. It'll build them up. It'll lift them up for the glory of God. Oh, we need that. Listen, America today, I'm going to tell you, when I struck far with the Lord, it was the Lord. I was at a place that I was either going to preach or I was going to die. It was that real to me. I didn't go to the seminary. and get the call.
Bless the Lord.
No.
God bless the Lord.
Come on. Mama didn't call me.
No, that's right.
Daddy didn't call me.
That's right.
And I'm not throwing off on education. Don't get me wrong.
God,
I'm not. But I'm telling you, God called me to preach the word of God.
Right.
And listen, it's as real today as it was 30-something years ago. It's just as real as it was. And listen, when I was driving over here, I got up about Douglas, Alabama.
Amen.
I thought I was going to pull over on the side of the road. I mean, the Holy Ghost swept in that Ford truck, amen. Boy, I'm telling you what, me and the Lord, we had a time. Yes, sir. Listen, that's God, amen. That's God, and God is real, my friend. And we need to edify the saints. We need to edify the saints. Churches are not being edified now. You can get on the internet and preach what you want to, amen. You pick up a sermon book over to the bookstore, amen, and you can read from that. Yes, sir. And I'm telling you, you get down there where God's at. You get down there where God's at. And that sweet spirit of God get to moving in your soul. And God says, you need to reach the lost. God says, you need to revive the backslider. God said, you need to edify the saints. Oh, listen, and God says, you need to march on. Boy, when you get up and preach that, that'll stir somebody. That'll touch somebody. God's wanting you to hear this message tonight. And God's wanting you to take it and apply it to your heart and life and leave this place and march on for the glory of God. I'm not marching because of my mama. No. I'm not marching because of my two grandboys.
God bless you, brother.
No. I'm not marching because of my wife or my children. No.
Bless you, brother Jesus.
I'm not marching because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not marching because
God bless you,
I feel good.
Bless your heart.
But I'm marching because I look to the middle cross.
Amen.
And I can hear him as he closes his eyes and bows his head and says, it is finished. It is finished. And I look to him. Boy, it's all over me, William. It's all over me. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know. And listen, it'll edify the saints of God. It'll do it. The last thing.
Bless your heart.
God showed me.
Bless you, dear.
God said, I want you to march on.
Yes.
I want you to reach the lost.
Yes.
I want you to survive the backslide.
Yes.
I want you to edify the saints of God.
Yes.
And God said, let me do the judging.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Let me do the judge.
Amen.
You see, I've faced situations in my church in the last 3 months. I mean, it's a no-win situation. It's a no-win situation. It's a no-win situation. And I told the Lord the other morning about 3:30. I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do about this. I don't know what I'm going to do about this. All of a sudden, the Spirit of God spoke to my heart.
Amen.
And God said, do what Jesus would do.
Yes.
Amen.
Do what Jesus would do.
Bless your heart.
And boy, I'm telling you. Woo! Do what Jesus would do. Folks, I want to tell you something. It's easy to be a judge and jury when it comes to handling folks.
Yes.
But I'm telling you what, you need to let Jesus do the judging.
That's right. Amen.
You need to let Jesus straighten folks out. Amen.
Yes, right.
A man in the flesh can't straighten out somebody else that ain't right with God.
Right.
You can't do it.
Right.
You can't do it. You can't straighten it out. No, but I tell you what, I know one that can.
Yes.
I know one that can.
Yes,
he's the author.
Yes.
He's the finisher of our faith.
Yes.
And boy, I'm telling you what, you get down on your knees before a holy God, you get to talking to God about things in the church that ain't going right. And you get to putting people on the altar and saying, God, I pray for Brother William. God, I lift Brother William up. God, I want you to speak to his heart. God, I want you to touch Brother William. Listen, my friend, I can't touch him. I can't lift him up, no. But I'll tell you what, the one that lives on the inside of him right there and the one that lives on the inside of me right here, oh, listen, he can mortify. Yeah, he can. He can lift up. He can do some things, my friend, that no one else can.
March on.
March on. I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. I don't need a sabbatical. No. I'm just going to march on. I'm just going to march on. I'm not going to give up. I'm just going to march on. And when I get there, he's going to say, well done,
thou
good and faithful. March on. March on. March on. Don't quit now. Don't give up. Don't give up. March on. Church, I'll tell you, if you start marching tonight, we'll have a Holy Ghost meeting. I'm telling you, we will. You know, a church where I grew up at, there wasn't nothing 15, 20 folk be up shouting at one time. Well, I've seen 80-year-old women run up and down the aisle of church. I've seen 80-year-old men walk pews. Amen. Yes. I mean, get up here and just start walking pews. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, that's crazy. Might be for you. Amen. Might be for you. Amen. But I tell you, when God comes around, things start happening. Yes, sir.
Amen.
If we'll march on, we'll see our kids get saved. We'll see our grandkids get saved.
Right.
We'll see these little children running around this church get saved.
Yeah, that's right.
If we'll march on.
Amen.
March
Amen.
On. Do you need to come tell God tonight? Lord, I've been failing you. And God, I'm going to strike far with you tonight. And God, I'm going to march on. I'm going to do what I can. We sang an old song, Little is Much.
That's right.
When God is in. It don't take much for God to move. If you'll just be that small much, God will move. God will move. I love you. I love you. I tell you, I don't know what God's going to do here this week. Man, I've prayed. I've sought counsel of God. I've sought the very face of God. I said, God, I don't know what you're going to do for us up there next week. God, I know you're going to do something. Boy, he's going to do something. Let's just get out of the way. Let's just get out of the way. Come down here and say, God, I'm getting out of the way. And God, I'm going to be here in the morning if I can. I'm going to be here tomorrow night if I can. And God, I'm going to serve you. And God, I'm going to worship you. If you'll do that, we'll see revival break out. March on. Come on, brother. Get me a song. I'm done. Get me a song. Amen. If you need to come to the altar, come on right now. Lord, I'm going to march on. Lord, I'm going to march on. Get up, come on the altar right now. Don't even wait for the brother to start singing. Just come on right now.